This week's quick reminder comes from a couple of passages in the New Testament. We'll start in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 3, where Paul says to the church, "Are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?" And again, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 7, in just a few verses there, verse 18, he says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh, for the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not." Verse 24, "Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." So then, on one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin. And then down just a little further, chapter 8 of Romans in verses 3 and 4. "For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." It's been observed that all God's giants have been weak men. Hudson Taylor is certainly an example of this. You may know him as the founder of the China Inland Mission, which is an organization that started in 1865, and it was a pioneering evangelical mission work with the aim of bringing the gospel to the inland provinces of China. And they ended up reaching all 18 provinces. They grew to over 1,200 missionaries, which was the largest Protestant mission in China. They trained and supported native Chinese church leaders. They established schools, hospitals, and orphanages. And they've left a lasting legacy that has helped fuel the Chinese house church movement. It was in this ministry that Hudson Taylor displayed an understanding of strength through weakness. He was once complimented by a friend of his on the impact of the ministry, to which Hudson replied, "Well, it seemed to me that God looked over the whole world to find a man who was weak enough to do his work. And when he at last found me, he said, 'He's weak enough. He'll do.'" There is a great lesson for us to learn in this statement. Have you heard in your heart the words of Jesus found in John 15 and verse 5, where he says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing"? Have you come to realize this? In my early years as a believer, having started by faith in Christ for salvation, I continued on with the false assumption that this life of salvation now depended upon me in order to grow and be pleasing to God. Well, this kind of thinking led me to believe that any profit found in being a Bible school student would be from what I was able to compile in my notebook and comprehend with my mind. Then after that year, I went on to Bible college with the same thought and the same endeavor. But after graduation, having received years of training, I found nothing but frustration and exhaustion. And it was at this point with, much confusion and a feeling of defeat that I made a very conscious decision to quit Christianity. And that's when, through the Lord's gentle, faithful pursuit, I came to realize that what I had quit was not Christianity at all, but it was something that I call Kellyanity, which is a religion that, without me realizing, I had devised that depended solely upon me and not on Christ. The Lord had to bring me to this desperate place, that place where I realized there's nothing good in me. The wishing was definitely present, but the doing was not. God had to do the same thing with Abraham, as we're told in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 12. It's there that he was brought to the point when it was said that he was as good as dead, that that place is where he became useful for God to bring forth a whole nation. It was in this same place that the Lord brought me to a realization that the power in life that he had created me for and now saved me for is not found within myself, but it is only found through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And from that day, I have never known Jesus to not be faithful, to be in me and through me all that God would require of me. We just need to be, by faith, available to him as we go about the things before us. What's required from us is not our activity for him to be like him, but our availability to him in the activity he lays before us. Major Thomas said it like this: there are those who have a life they never live. They have come to Christ and thanked him only for what he did, but do not live in the power of who he is. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Have you, by faith, become weak enough to know the power of God found in Christ? My name is Kelly Daugherty, and I'm the host of the His Hill Podcast. This has been a quick reminder of that ministry. Our longer episodes are dropped every Thursday morning, so please join us. And if you would like to get in touch with me, you can do so by email. And that address is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at hishill.org. Thanks for listening. And remember, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus.